What separates top-performing salespeople from everyone else? It's not product knowledge, charisma, or even work ethic. After 2 years competing for a major contract against rivals with corporate jets and unlimited entertainment budgets, one salesperson finally got the call. When he asked why they chose his company, the answer was startlingly simple. "We just felt like you guys were a lot like us." Despite exhaustive proposals and technical presentations, the decision came down to comfort and connection. This reveals a truth most sales training ignores. People buy on emotion and justify with logic. Even banking executives making $500,000 decisions have been swayed by something as simple as a birthday card. This isn't weakness, it's human nature. When a liquor store played German music on Tuesdays and French on Wednesdays, corresponding wine sales increased. Yet customers gave logical reasons for their choices, completely unaware of the influence. In today's marketplace where products are increasingly similar, the ability to manage your emotions while shaping others becomes your only real competitive advantage. Sales excellence requires balancing four types of intelligence. Innate intelligence, IQ, helps you spot patterns and develop solutions, but high IQ alone can damage relationships through impatience. Many brilliant people fail in sales because they can't influence behavior. Acquired intelligence, AQ, grows through learning and experience. Ultra-high performers maintain an insatiable thirst for knowledge, viewing adversity as opportunity. They believe their actions determine outcomes rather than external forces. Technological intelligence, TQ, means seamlessly integrating technology into daily work, adopting new tools early and adapting them effectively. But emotional intelligence, the ability to perceive, interpret, and manage emotions, unlocks ultra-high performance. It's the key that makes other intelligences relevant, offsetting deficiencies and enabling influence. These four intelligences intertwine. IQ is fixed, AQ makes it relevant, TQ frees time for relationships, and EQ amplifies everything by enabling persuasion. Sales combines poetry and probability. No guarantees exist. Ultra-high performers win by managing emotions to maximize statistical success. Like choosing a 93% slot machine over 33%, smart salespeople focus on high-probability opportunities. Top performers are fanatical prospectors who make prospecting a daily priority, creating abundant opportunities and allowing selectivity. Average salespeople prospect irregularly, riding a desperation roller coaster when pipelines empty. Stakeholders sense this desperation, lowering win probability. The law of replacement reveals the trap. Closing one deal with a 10% ratio means losing 10 total prospects from your pipeline. Ultra-high performers invest only in high-probability prospects, having mastered the disruptive emotion of attachment. They walk away when probability falls below acceptable thresholds, requiring both a full pipeline and emotional control. They also master three distinct processes: the sales process, advancing deals, the buying process, organizational vetting, and the decision process, individual stakeholder commitments. While the first two are linear and rational, decision-making is individual, emotional, and often irrational. Shell, a top luxury jewelry seller, exemplifies empathy's power. When couples shop for engagement rings, she tunes into their emotions, the bride's fantasy, and the groom's financial stress. Rather than pushing expensive rings, Shell discusses their future plans and recommends rings fitting their lifestyle without burdensome debt. This empathetic approach closes sales and generates referrals. Empathy, stepping into someone else's shoes, is the foundational pillar of sales emotional intelligence. It helps you recognize each stakeholder views their problems as unique. Research shows naturally competitive people often excel in sales, yet empathy drives ultra-high performance. Bridge this gap through conscious intention, deliberately developing desire to understand perspectives, concern about feelings, focus on serving, and deep listening. In every interaction, stakeholders subconsciously ask, "Do I like you?" Likeability judgments form instantly and significantly impact buying decisions. Most salespeople fail at likability because they talk instead of listen. Being likable requires smiling sincerely, using friendly voice tone, being consistently polite, dressing professionally, giving complete attention, and flexing your communication style to complement the stakeholder's approach. In every interaction, stakeholders subconsciously ask, "Do I like you?" Likability judgments form instantly and significantly impact buying decisions. Most salespeople fail at likability because they talk instead of listen. Being likable requires smiling sincerely, using friendly voice tone, being consistently polite, dressing professionally, giving complete attention, and flexing your communication style to complement the stakeholder's approach. Ultra-high performers recognize their shortcomings and blind spots. They interpret emotions accurately, acknowledge weaknesses, understand their communication impact, and recognize disruptive patterns. Developing self-awareness is difficult because we prefer comforting delusions over cold reality, yet success and delusion cannot coexist. Our self-serving bias protects our ego through cognitive distortion, but awareness drives change. Elite performers use coaches because you can't change what you can't see. Coaches hold up a mirror to your behavior and help you confront reality. Nothing damages relationships faster than not listening. Despite every sales training emphasizing its importance, listening remains the weakest link in human interaction. When people don't listen to us, we feel small and unimportant. Stakeholders' number one complaint about salespeople. Listening is difficult because it requires empathy, cognitive focus, and emotional self-control. Yet we naturally spend 95% of our time thinking about ourselves. Great sales conversations should be engaging, thought-provoking, and memorable. Four principles guide effectiveness. People respond in kind, communicate in stories, questions control flow, and listening builds emotional connections. The more you listen, the deeper your connection with stakeholders grows. When a prospect disrespectfully threw his materials in the trash, Sam maintained composure, acknowledged the prospect's vendor loyalty, and ultimately won him over through emotional discipline. Sales mistakes stem from disruptive emotions: fear, anger, insecurity, impatience, attachment, arrogance, and blame that fog focus and trigger irrational decisions. Our brain's primary function is keeping us safe, but in sales, perceived threats are social threats to ego, status, and self-image. These trigger the same fight-or-flight response as physical danger, flooding your system with neurochemicals and reducing you to the cognitive capacity of a drunk monkey. Self-control means distinguishing between experiencing emotions and being consumed by them. Deploy techniques to recognize and regulate disruptive emotions before they cause damage. Sales drive, the fuel for high performance, includes optimism, the mother of perseverance, competitiveness, the mother of persistence, and need for achievement, the mother of self-motivation. This begins with developing an internal locus of control, understanding you control only your actions, reactions, and mindset. Mental energy depends on physical resilience, so maintaining great physical condition improves creative thinking, mental clarity, optimism, confidence, and enthusiasm. As technology commoditizes products and services, emotional intelligence becomes the ultimate differentiator. Ultra-high performers understand that while products may be similar, the emotional experience of buying from them is unique. They leverage sales-specific emotional intelligence to shape win probabilities by managing disruptive emotions and creating genuine connections. Trust forms the foundation of these connections. Most stakeholders begin with skepticism due to negative experiences with salespeople. Trust must be earned through consistent evidence of trustworthiness. It's not an entitlement. Small inconsistencies, being late, not returning calls promptly, showing disorganization, register as negative signals that undermine trust. Without trust, stakeholders erect emotional walls, discovery remains shallow, and deals stall. Sales isn't just about building relationships, it's about closing deals. Sales EQ balances these opposing forces through dual process, simultaneously empathizing with stakeholders while remaining focused on objectives. In a world where algorithms predict behavior and chatbots answer questions, your humanity becomes your competitive edge. Master it, and you'll never be replaced.